This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Brett.
Hi, I'm Brett.
And you've been listening to another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
joy.org.au/The Affair. We're going to do one of those things, aren't we?
What do you mean, one of those things?
You know, one of those intros wherein you say something sensible and then I say something absurd and then somehow we manage to contrive a link to the first song.
But, and it says here, this is your show and I'm the guest.
Uh-huh, and you can't contrive a link.
We contrived a link to the first song, mon ami, Joyeuse Fête de la Bastille, by the way.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, doesn't mean we can't acknowledge it.
Jiminy Cricket, what? This isn't a daily show, I mean...
émission par jour.
Jiminy Cricket, wouldn't that be a hoot?
So what is the first song, by the way?
The same first song. It is every single Saturday at 6:07 p.m. on Joy 94.9.
6:08 by the time you finish prattling. Ah, this one.
Ah, okay. And here it is right now.
The Affair with Hikaru Freeman on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to The Affair with Hikaru Freeman on Joy 94.9. Yes, I'm re-rolling that old title out for this one time. Joined here in this lovely, lovely lounge. In fact, I can hear the planes taking off in the background.
While the British plane please go to 8503.
This is a vital piece of information.
I am joined here with my fellow occupier. We are doing Occupy blank, 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 blank lounge, since we can't really use, you know, commercial names here on Joy 94.9.
Oh, what the heck?
Okay.
The Zachary Meat Pie Company.
No, it's TAA.
Ah.
TAA.
You know, am I again?
TAA.
Oh, that's it.
Yes, joined here in this lovely lounge.
By that awful Andy.
Andy Powell.
Hello, and here we are on The Affair.
Yes.
The Affair du Coeur, The Affair du Poisson, The Affair du Mireille Mathieu.
Now, the Bretts will be returning next week, but as for me, this is actually my actual last show ever on Joy 94.9.
Oh, and my last show ever on Joy 94.9 was 3 months ago. Anyway, we could go through the whole rigmarole of SMS, email, phone, ducks, using rabbits for illicit purposes in 17 states, or even semaphore, but really...
We're stuck in a transit lounge at an airport we're choosing not to name.
And we're occupying the PA system with Hikaru's jogging playlist.
The Horizons theme is a proof of our power.
And we are occupying the frequency of 94.9. 94.9, not 95. Not 94.8, but 94.9 in inner Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, Southern Hemisphere, the world.
Enjoy.org.au. Now, shall we change it?
Yes, we shall.
Yurie Kokubu and Snob to the Night.
Come on, Coco. Coco Boo, Cuckoo Bee.
We'll be right back. want you. I want you to. I want you to be. I want you to be. Want you to be. Want you to be. Want you to be.
Joy 94.9, this
was
is...
that the Pet Shop Boys?
No, well, that was one...
could have been.
The Pet Shop Onanoko. It was Izumi Yukimura. I Want You to Be My Baby, livening up the lounge here. Did you see...
I want you to... I want you to... Oh, hello. As you can hear, the cleaning staff are going around the transit.
I know.
Now, the one thing I want to ask about this transit lounge,
yeah.
Where's the free tucker?
That's a good
I haven't
point.
Seen any canapes. I haven't seen any party pies. I have not seen nary a drizzle of pesto.
Well, it's because it's east-west, and whatever happened to you know, we
make the good times possible east-west.
You know, we were trying to get in. We tried to get into the Gold Circle Club. We tried.
Do you know what? I flew on the very first Compass flight.
Really?
Yes.
And you survived it.
I did, and I flew also by Compass to Perth. That was the first flight, and we got to Perth, and I have no idea why we bothered. Brian Gray.
Oh.
Airline nerdiness now. Are we going to talk about trams as well?
Oh, I think we should definitely talk about trams.
Okay.
Don't you see that nice little... they're called something. I mean, they're called something.
Now, this is The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Because, allegedly.
Because I know more than anything else in the whole wide world, if you don't say that, Joy 94.9, every 7 minutes, you get sanctioned.
Sanctioned. Not just that. I think actually, they take a little digit. They remove an appendage every single time you say it.
Hold on a minute. I want to show you. Do you want to see what they did to
We've
me
got the rep-
over 5 years? Just hold on a minute. Hold on. Look at that. I'm only half a man.
I'm only
used to
half
be.
A man. Now, as you know, we like to do to popular culture what Isaac Hayes does to the Burt Bacharach soundbook. And I have said that several times. Not that many people seem to get it, but you probably know what I mean by that.
Well, I like to do what popular culture, what vinegar does to battered cod.
Really?
And as far as I'm concerned, what right has popular culture to be popular?
That's a very good point. I mean, we right now are going through this lounge here. We've gone through God knows how many magazines here. I mean, this thing, okay, listen, it's 2013. Why does this lounge not have a single magazine from the 21st century? Hold on, are we in the 22nd century?
21st century.
Are we Buck Rogers?
Only on alternate Saturday nights. Can I tell you my favourite magazine joke of all time?
Yes, please.
It's a Tommy Cooper joke, but no one remembers who Tommy Cooper is. A bloke, he's a very bad, good magician who'd had a fez on his head, and he said, I went to the dentist.
Did you do?
No. He said, I went to the dentist.
Yeah.
Isn't it awful about the Titanic?
Oh!
You see, the joke being that the magazines are so... Can you play the record, please?
Yes, I think. Let's reach out with Akiko Wada right here on The Affair on Joy 94.9.
I'm not a 大丈夫でも裏を返すまでわからない言葉一つにたくさんの意味たくさんの気持ちが揺れ動く笑いと涙希望と絶望世界は両手で抱きしめろ誰もがみんな誰もがみんな幸せをつかむため悲しい夜を越えてゆく笑ってよ everybody だって笑うしかないこのまま泣いてたって
Joy 94.9
Funky!
This is The Affair with Andy Bell and Hikaru Freeman, and that was Positive by Miho Morikawa.
Senator, I knew Andy Bell. I was a friend of Andy Bell. You are no Andy Bell.
I'm
an erstwhile on this radio station.
An erstwhile.
I used to be. But I am no longer.
I can tell you that you're already pulling yourself back almost like Gloria Swanson in Sunset Boulevard.
I prefer to feel that I'm more an Eric von Stroheim on my bad nights and a William Holden occasionally when I can get my together.
Well, I'm just variations of Lena Horne.
Interesting name,
yes,
Lena.
Yes. Or actually, should I say Josephine Baker, because it would be more appropriate on Bastille Day Eve.
Ah, yes. C'est vrai. C'est ça.
C'est vrai, c'est ça. Now, we have not actually, we have met since the ending of the full catastrophe and since you got sent off into limbo land.
I've been beyond the pale. I have been wandering on the Egdon Heath, literary reference, of Radioland for 3 long months.
And I am Tom Hanks in that movie. Right now.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's it. See, we all get that reference.
I've written Meryl Streep, but anyway.
Ooh.
Now, popular culture.
Popular culture, yes.
This program's raison d'etre,
yes,
was to deconstruct.
Deconstruct.
Was to somewhat put upon, yes, use another verb. Why do we need popular culture?
Well, one of the reasons why we need it is because we have so few things in this day and age that link us together. When you think about it,
yeah,
nationality, particularly in this day and age where more places are becoming more multicultural, the idea of I am from XYZ country, therefore I am blah, 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 is becoming less of an issue of race and more of an issue of your cultural references. For example,
as your cultural references diminish because the chance to share, mm-hmm, in a cultural experience are going out the back door, unless it's some kind of reality television or major sporting event or Labour leadership challenge.
Ooh, aren't we topical?
Oh, yes. Up to the minute here. I tell you what, that Mark Latham. Ho-ho!
But one of the great things is that if you've not noticed, very tacitly on this program, so far we've played nothing but Japanese language tracks.
I am completely surprised.
Yes, and one of the reasons why is that because Japan, shockingly enough, is more diverse than we think, and more diverse than it also thinks, which I think would apply to Australia as well, because we ourselves right now are more diverse than we actually allow ourselves to be.
Well, you know, that's easy for you to say, coming as you do from seven generations of farming stock in northeastern Victoria. And you yourself, I mean, you're best and fairest for Essendon in the mid-50s.
Mm-hmm.
And you also had your own show band on Channel 9.
Absolutely.
On in Melbourne Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also served several jail sentences.
I certainly have. And you know what? And on top of that, I also took the oath of office on the Quran as well.
Oh.
Yeah, see? Multifaceted.
I did mine on a footy record, nobody noticed.
Well, actually, I'd say the Quran, but really, it was, I had to put something in there, but really I did it on the jelly sandwich.
Okay. Why is it in certain newspapers there's an apostrophe in the Quran, and in others, there isn't even a Q? I want to know, and if you know the answer, don't even bother SMSing because we won't
send it via semaphore.
Any notice.
No, actually, we want carrier pigeons. We want to see if we can actually get intercontinental carrier pigeons.
Postcard, sealed envelopes, please.
And that is no other...
Empty sealed envelopes. You know what I mean?
And that is no better way to describe our next song, which is Yoshino Fujimaru. And Inside the Memories.
Wait!
Yasuhiro Abe. Still I Love You here on Joy 94.9. I'm Hikaru Freeman, and joined here by Andy Bell in the very, very, very comfort lounge that we aren't allowed to say for various reasons.
We are transiting, if transiting is allowed, because is transit a verb? I transit, you transit, he
sick
transit.
Sick transit, isn't it?
Gloria.
Yes,
sick. Gloria. Gloria.
You're always on the run now.
Three words to you.
Yes.
And as your flame.
Yes.
Burns down.
Yes.
To just a tiny puddle of wax on this radio station, I feel I have to make a statement with a question mark at the end of it.
Okay.
Unresolved sexual tension.
You know, we had the unresolved sexual tension affair, and I did it with a couple. who hosts Kisses and Disses Monday nights at 11 p.m. on Joy 94.9.
Well, now it can be said, yeah. After all these
yes.
months
oh,
and
yes.
years,
right, yes.
we've been going at it.
Oh, God, yes. We literally...
Up Dale and down Dingle.
We have been upfield and left field and right field and doing it all sorts of other ways. I've got myself an EU passport, so I feel very happy.
Yeah, isn't that good? We are going to go.
I'm a tri-national.
And I'm just waiting for the referendum in Ireland next year, and then we can go and live. Do you know Limerick is putting in for the gay games in 2018?
Really?
There was a cute runner called Sean.
Oh.
Complete that Limerick. Okay, we've resolved.
I thought you were going to say the Nantucket side.
No. We've resolved the sexual tension.
We have, yes. Still,
and that
will I
come
love
as a
you.
Huge relief to. Literally dozens of people.
The chattering classes will feel...
The chattering classes, particularly along certain major boulevard in the centre of Melbourne, elevated some...
The one that's flaming right now?
Yeah, so between some 8 or 10 stories high. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Go.
Now they know.
Now they know.
It started in the lift. It was consummated on the tram.
Very well said.
I will hand the microphone back to you now.
Thank you very much. Yes, you realize that we just broadcast that, and there are about a bunch of horrified looking, you know, jet-lagged mothers and children and priests that are horrified right now. You know, this is we are occupying an airport lounge, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
An international one, we are saying like that. So, you know, I'm fortunately, I think a good chunk of them don't know exactly what we're saying, because I'm trying to use as much American English as possible.
But is this abiento, or is this auf Wiedersehen, or is it see you later?
That's a good question.
Is it the ultimate brush off? See you around.
Ooh! What can I say to that but Hiroshi Sato and Wendy Matthews say goodbye. Joy 94.9.
Yeah, you said it.
I certainly did. And
I said it eventually, yes.
You certainly did.
You've broken the buttons.
He's broken the buttons.
It was inevitable that I was going to break the buttons at some point, though. I mean, remember, do you remember that one time that you and I think I'm trying to remember what show we were doing. I think it was a Eurovision one, and you made a very emphatic point, and you met it, and literally the button flipped off.
That is true. I hit the button. It flew over my shoulder. Not nearly as, I think, the best moment I've ever had, frankly, in these studios over a career that dates back to, well,
in the studios that we're recalling right now.
Oh, yes. In the heart of the teeming metropolis of Melbourne, I think the best time was when I leant over backwards and fell off the chair. I don't know why. I was sober. But that was a memorable moment.
It certainly was.
Can I congratulate you, by the way, on reaching a point where you've been able to face up, deal with unresolved sexual tension.
Absolutely.
You've also dealt with playing ballads.
Yep.
And also that's punctuation, like, in use in the word Quran, which I think is most remarkable. And also I used the word erstwhile, and you didn't question me.
You're right.
What's erstwhile?
Because I'm not a 21-year-old twink.
Say that again.
That's what it's called. It's called the girth of experience, as they say. I'm trying to think.
I think my sexual tension has just been resolved.
What sort of deep, profound thoughts can I literally leave the whole entire joy? How in many ways do you sum a 2-year journey, a 2-year odyssey from news to music to Eurovision to oh my God, I'm starting to sound like Ishtar. I realize that's the summary.
Except
of my...
Except you didn't cost $47 million.
No, but I killed my career, too.
You brung it. That's what you did. You brung it.
And I could not think of anyone else that I could have wanted to bring it with. In fact, Bing Bong, I think they are calling our flight.
They are indeed, and we're leaving on a jet plane and no idea when we'll be back again.
Or if what hemisphere. Till then, I've been Hikaru Freeman. Next week, the Bets return. I may be back, but for this, I thank you very much for listening. And for one last time, I give you credence, Mr. Bell, for your final closing lines.
Have a good week. Till next week.
Having an affair.
What? Who's the caterer?
You've been listening to An Affair podcast on Joy 94.9, joy.org.au/theaffair.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.